Blog Talk Radio.
This must return with their lives. A curse that was placed upon every man to face for all of time.
Take on flesh. This man saw you were born, you were born. T.J. Hooker said D.R. Pastor Dennis Fishman may need you to level the accusations of the detectives, Detective John Hardway and Detective Sonny Sopressino. They are laying out some serious accusations and... T.J. Hooker said D.R. Pastor Kenneth Fishman, we need you to level the accusations of the detectives, Detective John Hardway and Detective Sonny Sopressino. They are laying out some serious accusations and...
Thank you.
said, "Hail Satan."
Leads us as our good shepherd day in and day out, Pastor. I can't.
Oh, sorry. Or just cut off your Discord chat room.
That's the problem.
Because that's all you can hear over your preaching, is that beeping.
I can't.
Okay.
In his famous Psalm 23, David writes, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my own enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." That's Psalm chapter 23, verses 1 through 6. God's staff is meant to comfort us. As our good shepherd, he promises to lead us daily to the plans he has for us. That doesn't always mean that we will be led out of the valley of the shadow of death, but that in the valley he will prepare a table before me in presence of my enemies. Our great comfort is in fact that God will never leave us or forsake us. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. As Psalms 139, verse 9-10 says, "If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there..."
Ashley A. said Tony F. worships the devil.
"...shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. God is with us in time of trouble. He will protect us, provide for us, and lead us in still waters." So God longs to guide you today. What trouble is before you? Where do you need guidance? Where do you need help? God promises to be your good shepherd. You have the Most High God on your side. You can trust in his leadership. Jesus has faithful to come and die so that you might have eternal life. If he was faithful to lead you to heaven, he will certainly lead you through whatever trial you're going through now. So trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your path. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Your God is trustworthy shepherd. Enter into the prayer with expectancy that will guide you perfectly in his perfect timing. So cast your cares on him and trust him. Allow him to make straight your path as you follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit. So firstly, meditate on the idea of God as your good shepherd. Receive the truth of his promise to lead you and protect you. Exodus chapter 15, verse 18, "You have led your steadfast love the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them for your strength to your holy abode." So secondly, where do you need his leadership today? Where do you need his protection? So cast your cares on his shoulders and receive the peace that comes from trusting in him. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, "Casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you." Thirdly, ask the Holy Spirit for leadership. Your God will directly guide you through the trials. Trust in his leadership and follow whatever he tells you to do. If his word speaks directly to your situation, commit to obeying it. God promises to guide you as your good shepherd. Psalms 48:14. "This is our God forever and ever. He will guide us forever." Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 6. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your path." Isaiah 42:16, "And I will lead to the blind that do not know the path that they have not known. I will guide them. I will turn the darkness before them into light, the rough places into level ground. These are the things I do, and I do not forsake them." Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20-21. "Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead of our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in his that which passing his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom the glory forever and ever. Amen." I highly suggest that you read John chapter 10. It'll bring this devotional more into light for you. Amen. All right. Okay. Well, now this leads us to the most important question, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because in a moment or two, you will get a chance to. But let me ask you, are you traveling down this road not knowing where to go, which way is up? or you're maybe lacking purpose in your life and you need purpose. Or maybe you suffer from anxiety or depression. Or maybe you suffer from something worse, such as addiction to drugs or alcohol, sexual immorality, gambling, overeating, whatever it may be. And, you know, the Lord can take it away, but in order to do so, he has to know you. So, with that being said, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? No? Well, if not, please just say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay. Well, let's bring on area code 219. Hello, 219, you're on the air.
Hello, Ken. This is Yvon, man. How you doing?
All right, Yvon, how you doing?
I'm doing better. A lot better than I was a couple weeks ago, that's for sure.
How well, you that's doing? Good. So what you
been up to today? Oh, sorry. Go for it.
I said, what you been up to today?
Oh, today I just pretty much went to work. All, you know, the normal stuff and whatnot. Just thought I'd pop in for a little bit, say what's up to yourself and what's up to the Discord chat and whatnot.
Yeah. There's some craziness going on in the Discord chat room, okay? Supposedly, I'm wanted for murder of BBF now, okay? Craziness.
That's not true, is it?
No, it's not true.
Okay.
I do not leave my house, okay? Okay, so, I mean, how can I go murder somebody if I never left my house?
You like you don't ever leave it do you
I go to a store every once in a while, okay, but I'm saying I usually don't leave my house.
All right, well, you know, it is what it is. I just can't stay in the house stay in the house for too long, man. My sanity goes out the wazoo. I mean, I can't blame you, though, you know. If you want to do what you want to do, you know. As long as, you know, you're living the best life you can, so.
Yeah.
You all right, buddy?
Huh?
Said you all right?
Oh, yeah, I just got COPD.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting that. That's my bad. Yeah, sorry, I'm not really an exciting caller.
The cough comes out here and then.
Are you hearing that beeping, or is it just me?
Yeah, it's a Discord beeping. For some reason, I can't stop it. Okay, I accidentally logged off of Discord. Okay, while it was still active.
Oh, okay. I thought you was like breaking out a big beat or something. Him.
Okay.
Got helicopters in chat now?
That's TJ Hooker. But somehow or another he can speak through Discord.
Oh.
Insane Energy said test.
Oh, they're testing it out?
Insane Energy said knock figures.
Oh.
Okay. Well, well,
so you're feeling blessed tonight?
Looks like I'm going to... So, yes, sorry about that. That's all right. Okay. How are you doing this anyway, DJ Hooker? Okay.
I don't know. I don't even know where it went.
Okay.
I miss him already.
We'll see what happens, okay? He supposedly sent me a message, okay? So I have to check it out and see.
You sure that's not, like, you doing that?
No. I don't understand what's going on, okay, why it's doing this.
Oh, at first I thought he was, like, busting out an instrumental and he was about to rap about Jesus. You ever thought about rapping for Jesus?
Say what now?
You ever thought about rapping for Jesus?
Well, I'm not a good rapper.
Oh, not at all? If I made some lyrics, would you rap about it?
I could try.
All right, well, probably have to get on that one day. If anybody else wants to send them one, too, you know, more the merrier, I guess. I could see you being a good rapper.
Okay.
Got that Texas twang that would be pretty good for it.
Still. It won't stop.
Just
for
that little red thing that was on it.
I'm gonna end up stopping the show. I can't get Discord to stop. Okay, it's totally just disrupting the show. So, okay.
Are you sure?
Okay. Well, if I start and restart, I have to. Close down.
Yeah, oh, is that Tony F? What's up, Tony F?
Nothing much. Just trying to see if I could help Ken get rid of this beeping sound, but can't seem to get rid of it.
No. Okay, I have
what do you get for having that blog, that Discord open, trying to run five shows at one time?
Okay, I'm going to close this show down. Okay, I'm going to take one more caller. You can press the one key. Okay,
let's
see who it is.
Hello, 111. Hey, Pastor Ken, how you doing, man? This is Beanie Loca.
What's up, Beanie?
Hey,
what's Beanie?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, can I rap?
Can you rap?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can rap.
All right, here we go, all right? Here we go. I come in the name of Jesus Christ. He's the one that gives me life. I come in the name of Jesus Christ. He's the one that gives me life. I go on my ride. Here I go. I go to the show and see some bros. I say, what's up? Where's my money? He gives my money. Then I go with the honeys. I say, what's girl? Yeah, that's right. She said she likes Jesus all night. Yeah, we're doing the Jesus. We're doing the Jesus. We're doing the Jesus. Yeah.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
You should get signed. All
right. Let's get signed for that. Where's the record deal, man?
I don't know. Who are you going to get signed with?
I don't know.
Ashley A. said, always remember El Satan and Time Cap to ban Joe Gibson.
I'm trying to. Okay, so I'm gonna I'm gonna close this show out. Okay.
Oh man.
Getting rid of.
Are you sure, man?
Getting rid of Discord.
I thought the rap pretty good.
You just continue to do the show without it. Don't let them run you out like they did Tony Gaga.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying it's useless.
Yeah, you can do it, man. You can stay.
Tony's
right.
Gaga.
I can't figure it out. Yeah. So how you been doing, Vinny?
I've been all right, man. Just hanging in there. It's hot today, man. Really hot.
Yeah, it's been a hot one down here today, too.
Yeah, just thinking about moving again, so we're thinking about moving down towards Lambertson,
to?
You know. Probably in the mountains.
Okay, well you gotta be careful with the mountains. There's always a lot of fires there.
Yeah. This is kind of by the mountains, but it's kind of cool. You ever heard of a place called Helen?
What?
Over here in it's called Phelan.
Huh.
It's pretty nice. The cost of living's pretty good over here. Oh, I mean over there.
Okay.
Got any good food over there?
Oh yeah, man, fresh food, man. You got all the wildlife over here. Deer, all that stuff, man.
Oh, man, you're going to go out there and catch it yourself?
No, well, you know, they already have, people that do that. Because, because deer meat is good, man.
Oh, yeah, venison, that's some good stuff.
Yep. That's some real good stuff right there. Bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you. I said, bless you. Bless ya. Yo, 1, 2, 3, 3 o'clock rock. Here it goes again. Yo, wound the clock. This is going to be. It's Beanie Loco with the GRME. Yeah. Boom, ticka, boom, ticka, boom, ticka, boom, boom.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. So anyway.
God's Rainbow Ministry.
Sounds like the Terminator opening. Got like a Terminator thing going on here with your intro?
God.
Oh, you know what? That would be cool. God's Terminator.
Joe Gibson said I am gay, and I want you to give me a blowjob at Gold's Gym. TJ Hooker said God's Rainbow Ministries, A button blood type.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
I can't get Discord to be quiet.
Maybe it's Joe Gibson, man.
Yeah, it might be.
I don't know.
He's
not on here right
hack
now.
Your show. He's trying to hack your show. His show just ended.
Uncle Tony said I'm a student.
A student.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Let's take on the next caller. Hold on. Okay, 411, you're on the air.
Hello.
Insane Energy said Stunad.
Hello, Pastor Kent. How you doing?
I am blessed and highly favored,
Makes sense.
Highly flavored.
That's good to hear.
Who do you have on the line?
That Mark said, Tony F, shut your mouth, bitch.
I have Devon and Beanie Logo and yourself.
Oh, so you have a blackie and a brownie and a whitey. That is truly a rainbow.
Matt Mark, if you are a murdered. TJ Hooker said
that's
Canadian Pen NIS.
Yes, I am Canadian, and I have a penis. Very good.
that's good. Okay, hold on a second. We got another caller here. Let's press the one key. 111.
Let's bring him on.
Hello,
who do I have?
Matt Mark said, great show, I love it.
Oh, I guess Matt Mark's on. That's weird.
No, Matt Mark's not on here.
Are you charging, are you getting donations every time someone does one of these speaking things? Are they paying to do this on themselves?
I don't know how it's happening, Johnny. Okay? It's happening through Discord.
Oh. I thought you were trying to do this. There's people that that do this on the internet, you know, that do these live shows. People pay money to get these messages read by a computer voice. I hear a dog barking somehow.
Matt Mark said Ben's asshole belongs to Dick.
Oh, that's terrible.
Okay, well, like I said, I'm going to end this show.
I think people have some calls.
Too much stuff
going
on.
Calls. People have some questions about
why are you going to end it, Kenny?
Because I keep hearing stuff from Discord. Okay.
TJ Hooker said, "Who's that fruit bowl from Seymour, Indiana?" He keeps telling me he needs to take a look at my colon for my medical well-being.
I believe that was a reference to me that I've never said.
Ashley A said Johnny's a sucker for huge cock.
See, that's ungodly. That's ungodly.
They're not even on the platform.
Mr. Sparkel said, "Don't end it. We love you, Pastor Ken."
See, look at
Insane
this.
Energy said, "Roll Tide."
Roll Tide, see?
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide,
Ken, if
yeah.
you run away, you're letting them win if you run away.
Well, I agree.
Mark, we
with
love
Feather
you, Ken.
Long.
Okay,
I have some questions about the Mafia. Can I ask Mad Mark questions or... maybe Pastor Kent can talk about the Canadian Mafia that he was a part of.
Go ahead, my son.
Yeah, is it true that the Canadian Mafia?
Well, it's
Matt
called a motorcycle club.
Mafia.
You know, when I was with the Hell's Angels, they called us a gang, but we were a motorcycle club.
Ken Hopper said hello.
I did say hello.
Dan, it's really rude of you to cough while in the middle of that. If you could please control your coughing when he's doing the hello, that'd be great. Do you have an inhaler?
Oh, boy.
Kenny.
Yes.
Are you still smoking?
No, I'm not.
Are you vaping?
Am I what?
Detective Sonny Sopressida said you are going down for murder.
Yeah, whatever. Okay? Nobody murdered anybody.
My sources tell me
BBS is dead.
It's pronounced vaping.
In Canada, man, it's called popping.
My COPD is killing.
Literally. Ken, do you vape? Do you vape, Ken?
No, I don't vape.
Kent, do you vape?
I have a special vaping pen. And yes, I do, my son. But it is
totally Detective Sonny Sopressida said BBF is dead and you are laughing. We have seen the sex tape when Tony F is riding Tony Gaga cock.
What?
What? Yeah, that's crazy. There's no sex tape.
Laughing, son.
Tony F said, I love Satan. Satan is good. Satan is my pal.
No,
no,
I
never
say that. That's probably an imposed voice. These are imposed voices.
Well, anyway, I want to say.
DJ Hooker said, "What is going on with those dogs?"
Someone needs to spray those dogs. They're probably banging.
Detective Sonny Sopressida said, while Tony Gaga is signing Cher, you can turn back time.
Okay, well, I'm going to say goodnight,
guys. Jay Hooker said those dogs are like Mandelicon's smoke detector.
Elohim, we pray for Kenny that the CODP stops. The coughing and everything that goes through and from his throat be healed and soothed almost as he was drinking the fluids of a fresh vagina that would cure his throat. Amen.
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 Hey, Ken.
Yeah.
Hey, doesn't the Bible say something about make a joyful noise with your
Amen.
Mouth?
I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
Doesn't the Bible say to make a joyful noise with your mouth?
Chancellor Palpatine said, I am the Senate.
I don't know about with your bowels, no.
I read that somewhere.
You know, that crazy Russian insane energy does not know how to spell. He spells tampon with the P-A-T-T-O-N. It is not the way you spell tampon, you crazy Russian.
I didn't know he was Russian. That's interesting. Wow.
He has the Russian flag.
Oh, yeah, that is the Russian flag on Discord.
On the Discord. Oh. Yes, my son.
Brusky, brusky, brusky. Now I go poopsky.
Okay,
I wonder
well,
what kind of vaping they do in Russia. Vodka vaping?
I don't know. Well, anyway, we're going to end the show tonight early. I want to say God bless you, everybody. Thank you for
Goodbye.
Calling in. Okay.
Goodbye.
Okay. okay? And hopefully we can get this under control to tomorrow. All right.
Ricardo was
Matt
right.
Kenny.
You let them win, Ken. You gave up. You surrendered. You gave up. Tony was right.
Yeah, there's just too much noise in the background. Sorry, guys. Okay? This is the way it's got to go. So have a good night.
Matt Martin said,